Track 1.2. Unit 1. Reading 2. How permanent is your personality? 1.
You know the old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks? It's no surprise that we tend to believe that a person's personality is stable. People might disagree about whether someone is born with a certain personality or develops a personality while growing up. But it's commonly accepted that someone's personality will be much the same at age 50 as it was at age 20. Both in our personal lives and our work lives, we're told that we need to accept people the way they are and to learn to get along with other people, even when they're difficult. After all, they're never going to change.
2.
New evidence, however, suggests that this isn't true. Published in the journal Psychology and Aging, a comprehensive study by 4 psychologists examined a group of Scottish volunteers over a period of 63 years, making it the longest study of its type ever done. And what they found was unexpected. Namely, no correlation at all between the participants' scores on personality tests when they were 14 years old and the same tests when they were 77 years old.
3.
The test examined 6 areas: self-confidence, perseverance, stability of moods, conscientiousness, originality, and desired to learn. The original study involved 1,208 children, and 174 of them were available for the follow-up study 6 decades later. Because it's not reliable to have people rate themselves, the participants were evaluated in these categories by other people, by teachers when they were 14, and by friends or relatives when they were 77. They were also tested for intelligence and general well-being.
4.
The researchers were surprised to find that none of the ratings matched up with each other over the years.
5.
Earlier studies and tests produced somewhat different outcomes. Research suggested a few character traits had a low correlation over time, and others had a modest correlation. The Scottish study, although smaller in scope because it involved fewer participants, measured them over a much longer period of time. This led the researchers to conclude that personality shifts are more likely to occur over long periods of time.
6.
Now, it's not a perfect study, of course. Such a thing is rare, if not impossible, with human beings and personality. For instance, the people who did the ratings in 1950 were not the same people who did the ratings in 2012, and this could have caused some difference. It's difficult for a study on something as broad as identity and personality to take all the variables into consideration. However, the results are still significant, and they have interesting implications.
7.
Let's consider some of those implications for a moment. What does it all mean? And is it only of academic interest, or can you yourself apply this knowledge to your own life?
8.
For one thing, it should give you a new way to think about other people. For example, say you're contacted on social media by someone you knew in school years ago. If you didn't like the person at that time, you might be tempted to refuse the connection. If you didn't like each other then, after all, why would you like each other now? But if it's true that personality can change, then there's a reason to give that person another chance. He or she might be very different now, and you might be too.
9.
You might also have more reasonable expectations of old childhood friends who reconnect after many years. If you know their personalities and yours could have changed over the years, you'll be less disappointed if your friendship isn't as deep now as it was before. Rather than feel frustrated with yourselves, the two of you can accept that you have changed.
10.
The study has implications for the workplace, too. Personality forms a large part of a worker's suitability for a job, both in dealing with the coworkers and in dealing with clients. If a person has a personality trait that interferes with work, say, he argues with customers or she misses deadlines, it's important for managers to know that these traits can change. It's usually cheaper to train a current employee than to let that person go and hire a replacement. Even employees who aren't experiencing problems can be trained to be even better and more effective in terms of personality. This will help ensure that people continue to get along with one another.
11.
Finally, there are personal implications. If you're the sort of person who says things like, "I have a quick temper," or "My problem is, I can't help procrastinating," or "I've always been too sensitive, and I blame myself whenever something goes wrong," it should be good news to know that these personality traits are not ones you have to keep. Although some therapists do good work helping patients accept themselves as they are, to build self-esteem, wouldn't it be more beneficial to eliminate negative personality traits than to learn to accept them? Knowing that you can change is the first stage in learning how to change. Then you can look forward to saying things like, "I used to be too sensitive, but I'm not anymore." To look forward to a time when, as we might start saying, you can learn some new tricks.